How can you reduce the friction between departments and lower the walls of those silos internally? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And let's face it, sometimes internally in an organization, we can build up friction between different departments. It could be the front office and the production floor. It could be between engineering and operations. It could be between your purchasing department and the production department. So these walls tend to build up. Now, the way they get built up, of course, is because we've all got our key objectives that we need to pursue. And sometimes those objectives are a little bit in conflict with one another. And so it becomes, hey, I'm going to look after my turf and you can look after yours. And you'll notice it starting to happen in your organization when people are making lots of cynical and sarcastic comments about other departments and how they make their life more difficult. If you're in the management team and you're seeing this kind of squabbling, initially, you might just discard it and say, they're just kids being kids. But the reality is it's a problem in your organization because there really is only one thing that matters at the end of all of that squabbling, and that's how good product or the product that you ship out or the service that you deliver, how does it get sent to the customer? Does the customer pay the bills? That's what actually pays everyone along the way. And so having these departments at each other, I don't think actually brings up maximum performance. I think it's about collaboration. But what do you do if you notice that there are these silos and you want to help bring them down? Well, I've got a few tips for you to do that. The first tip is practice empathy. Now, empathy is your ability to put yourself in the shoes of another person. And in fact, we have a really cool activity and exercise or workshop called Walk a Mile in My Shoes. The purpose of that is to really get people to think about what does, if I'm in the quality department, what does production, what is their key objective? What are their frustrations and how could I be of help? So just doing an empathy type activity where you're forced to think of the perspective from the other person, that can be a really good activity. Now, it can also be helpful if you're in conflict situations. Can you put yourself in the shoes of the other person instead of just discarding their thoughts as being wild and out of touch? Tip number two is to serve others. Help them succeed. The reality is, if you're service-oriented, it doesn't mean that you view the other department as your enemy. You view it as, hey, I got to help these guys. What we deliver helps them achieve their results. And in fact, us working together helps the customer get what they need on time and on budget. So why not serve others and have this service mindset? Think about, you wouldn't go to a coffee shop and want people to treat you rudely. So how do you treat the other departments that you deliver either information or product to? Tip number three is to remove frustrations. Inevitably, in the empathy exercise, you'll identify some of the things that cause other departments more grief. Maybe it's a specific thing that you do or how you deliver the information. They end up having to rework it. And if you could just reduce the frustration that you cause those other departments, often completely innocently without malice, but it's still causing them grief. If you could reduce some of those things, you would build up the relationship between the departments, create this one team type of atmosphere and environment, and that will help maximize your performance. Plus, it's going to lift morale and attitude, not only in your team, but across the company or the organization. Now, I think each leader needs to take responsibility for reducing silos and increasing collaboration, and so that's how you can do it to reduce those silo walls. Now, once you've done that, you're going to want to work on some of the other leadership tools and techniques, the things that make people want to work for your organization and give their maximum output. And of course, that all starts with a visit to our website at uniquedevelopment.com, and you can start a conversation with us there and check out our courses. And then once we do that, we can come either on site to deliver in person, or these days using the technology in our virtual training studio, we can deliver engaging training right to your desktop or into your meeting room. No matter how you decide that we can work with you, we want to be your partners in leadership excellence.